Welcome to Lead to Succeed. This is the podcast to hear from the leaders of today in various fields, from entrepreneurs to corporate directors.
We hear their stories, lessons learned and challenges faced, as well as insights and advice to become a successful and an inspiring leader.
The podcast is presented by us,
Callum
and Rebecca Jenkins, as we both believe that we all have the potential to be outstanding leaders if that's what we choose.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another review podcast hosted by myself, Callum, and my mum, Rebecca. And in our most recent podcast, we had the chance to interview Aricha Chakravarti, who is the founder and CEO of Project Imagine, a really exciting fintech startup based in London. And we thought what Aricha had to say around management and leadership and culture was really, really interesting, especially coming from a corporate background and now being based in his own startup. But before we get into reviewing that, we're just going to quickly talk about getting outside of our comfort zone, which is what we were talking about with Tracy in our recent podcast. So, Mum, I think you wanted to start things off with that.
Yeah, I set myself a challenge after that podcast to push myself outside of my own comfort zone. And we challenged you, the listener, as well on that. So we'd love to hear what you did as a result of that little challenge. But what I did was, over lockdown, I've been doing a review of lead generation on LinkedIn, and I ran an experiment and I published the results of that and offered it out as a mini course for people for free to have a go at doing it themselves.
And for me, the thing that I did, which slightly took me outside of my comfort zone over the past week, was actually taking on my first intern. It was a really exciting opportunity and something new to learn, and obviously all the challenges that come along with that. But yeah, that definitely felt like a bit of a challenge to start things off, making sure everything was organised, all the documents were done, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, that was a good challenge for me.
So let's go into the interview now with AC. What were our key learnings, our key takeaways? One of the things that really struck me most about this interview is AC's absolute commitment to the culture and values of the organisation, to the degree that if you fail and you don't hit all your performance targets, that doesn't mean that you'll be dismissed from the business. That's not considered to be non-performance. But what is considered to be non-performance is not living up to the culture and values of the organisation. And AC puts those principles in place because he wants to encourage people to fail and take risks, get new ideas, and if they don't work out, it doesn't matter. At least you've progressed an idea, you've taken it forward. And that way, he believes, and I can see that, it really encourages people to step up, do things a bit differently, look at new ways of doing things, and try and implement them and learn from them. So that was a key thing for me. Callum, what was your key sort of take?
I think for me, the main thing was really all about the culture and the values that are fostered at Project Imagine. And AC was saying that, you know, at some point, most people nowadays will want to work for themselves, start their own company, that sort of thing. So in order to really hire and retain the best people and really create good things at a company, you need to look beyond your employees as just an employee, or see it as just as an employment contract, and view it as more of a social contract. So rather than saying you're going to work for me and you're going to give me your time and I'm going to pay you for that, it's caring more about them as a person and their development and seeing it as more of a social contract. It's the relationship that you build as a team, and caring about their personal development and that sort of thing. And that's something that other people we've interviewed as well have also said about caring about the self-development of others. And I thought that was a really interesting point. And I could appreciate that if I was working for someone and, you know, they were clearly passionate about my self-development and really cared about the impact that I was making, then I think that would really push you to give 110% and really go above and beyond perhaps what was initially expected of you. And I think that all ties back into the culture that they fostered at Project Imagine. And that was one of the things that really stood out for me.
And how would you feel, the listener, on this one? Because AC was talking about the importance of transparency in the business. And I guess we can all relate to that. We want things to be open and clear and transparent. But what about this? Because he makes it clear, and anybody can look at the salary of anybody in that business. So everybody knows what everybody else's salary is. So if you work in a business, how would you feel about that? We'd love to get your views. But that kind of reinforces his commitment to transparency in the business. And I thought that was another great example of being able to show his commitment to that.
So one of the other main things that stood out for us were the 3 points that AC said about advice for managers to become aspiring managers to become leaders. I'm going to start with the last point that you said, which was pick an area that you really enjoy, and I can really relate to that. I think that's such a crucial thing. You know, fundamentally, if it's not something you enjoy doing, you know, you're never really going to put the time into it that you need to make it successful. So I can really agree with that one. And then his second point was genuinely care about other people and be authentic. And I think that ties into his first point that he was saying it's easier to manage employees, but it's much better to lead people. And I think that ties into the whole idea of having a social contract with people. So you're caring about their development, and that's really going to aspire them to really go above and beyond and give their all. So to wrap things up, we both really enjoyed this podcast of AC. I thought it was really amazing to see his transition from working at a large corporate company to now still working in the same industry but setting up his own startup company, Project Imagine, which is, you know, really successful and has a really strong team. I thought that was really cool, and I found that really interesting myself. But I think the main point of AC's was leadership is all around your team and the culture and the values that are instilled within that business. We talked a lot about, you know, having transparency, not hiring on CVs, hiring on the likability of someone, not being fired on poor performance, and as long as your values and heart was in the right place, developing that social contract with your employees. He said, you know, we don't have posters in our office of our values put up. It's just something palpable that you can feel when you walk in, and that's what the whole team buys into. And that was something I really enjoyed listening to. And Mum, I think you were going to say something similar to that, weren't you?
Yeah, I can appreciate that when you employ people and they are not a good fit to your culture and values, in my experience, it ends up in a bit of a disaster, and it's painful for both the employee and the employer. And I also feel it's the same when it comes to winning new business and having clients that aren't aligned to the culture and values of the organisation. It always feels a misfit, it doesn't work out, and it costs a lot of time and energy. So in getting that right will really help to increase the productivity and the results in an organisation. And it was just great to hear AC really elaborating and showing his commitment to that. And it's also been a theme really of the leaders that we've interviewed for this podcast so far, that message about having employees that really embed your values and want to live and breathe your values. And that helps to take the business forward, for it to grow and prosper, and for everybody in the business to really flourish and reach their full potential. So that's it for this podcast review. Callum, anything to end with?
No, I think let's just wrap it up there. We both really enjoyed talking to you, AC. So thank you very much for your time and your insights into your company at Project Imagine. It sounds like some really exciting stuff. So thank you very much for that. And again, just a big thank you to you, the listener, for listening into this podcast. We trust you found it useful and beneficial, like we certainly did. And we're looking forward to continuing this conversation with more inspiring managers and leaders in the coming episodes.